scraps of metal, broken glass. This is what it looks like in China when a company falls apart. ProView was once known for its LCDs. Now it's famous for litigation. It's taken Apple to court here in China over the trademark of the word iPad. I spoke with the company's lawyer here in Shenzhen. He told me it comes down to a settlement. That's what they want to see. They're waiting for Apple to come back to the table.
We already have an amount in our mind. I think it is a huge amount, but I cannot tell you now.
We're talking like $5 billion, $10 billion, or how?
Yeah, maybe like that.
She tells me that ProView no longer makes its own version of the iPad that's at the center of this dispute, and that it did, in fact, license the trademark to Apple. But that was the Taiwanese company that licensed Apple, not the one here in Shenzhen, China. So what are they going to do next? They've asked authorities here in China to ban both the import and the export of Apple's iPad, a move that could be crippling for production and really hurt the company's bottom line. ProView, though, admits that the likelihood of that going through is slim and that they're hoping for a settlement. The big question is, when does it happen and how much is Apple willing to pay? John Gordon in Shenzhen for Reuters.